Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. All right, we're going to jump into this. We got the detailsolutionspodcast.com, the website, the only website you really need to know. And why? Because it has links to the podcast, where you can find us on social media, our Apple link, our Spotify link. And not only that, our preferred vendor code page, which is great. I mean, pretty much all of our vendors have everything that you would need for your detailing needs. So, I mean, it's a one-stop shop. You know, come to the website, go to the preferred vendor page, use a code to save you some money when you spend some money with them. In turn, they're going to spend some money with us. We're going to give you the funny hashtag money funny. So yeah, go to the website, check out the preferred vendor page. We also have the merch page, t-shirts for either like the Concaster or for the logo. We also have the embroidered hat, which is, gets a lot of, looks everywhere I wear it too. And the YouTube page. So we are live on YouTube every Wednesday and Friday night. The Detail Solutions Podcast is our YouTube channel. So you can find all, well, not all of them, but most of the recent ones, since we've been doing the restream. You can find those interviews or those podcasts on the YouTube channel. So especially when we're doing a product spotlight, where we're actually talking to somebody from a brand or from a manufacturer, and they're kind of showing products or talking about different things. Sometimes we do shared screens. You can actually see it. Or, you know, if you're just listening to something and, you know, somebody does something funny, we're laughing about, makes a face or whatever, you can go back and watch it there. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button. Anywhere that you are listening to the podcast, especially on Apple and Spotify, that's big for helping us get in front of a bigger audience, where the more 5-star reviews we get put, you know, in front of people who are listening to other automotive style podcasts, not just detailing. So, and let's see. The Kongforce 1 shirts are done. If you didn't get one, I'm sorry. I mean, they're not done, but the pre-orders have been paid for. I was waiting on one last logo from Chris for the 20th anniversary logo. We were trying to make that work on the shirt. I'm not sure if it's going to now. So Monday morning, I'll get the printer, the t-shirt shop, to start working on that. So if you got one, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for ordering it. If you didn't, sorry, you're going to have FOMO when everybody else is wearing them. So let's jump into our commercial break and we'll be right back with my guest tonight. See you in a minute. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new men on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And then the new wheel pawl for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at Rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. And my guest tonight is Wesley Kenny. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. So Wesley and I were talking earlier. I was telling him, I came across him on TikTok. He always pops up. It seems like he's always doing a live, which is pretty crazy. Cause I was like, man, how does this guy get any detailing done? He's like always doing a live. I'm distracted enough just checking emails and text messages, like let alone trying to do a TikTok live. So that's awesome.
It gets busy.
Yeah, but what really stuck out, man, and I was like, oh God, I got to make it a mission to get this guy on the podcast, was you did a really awesome little clip about towels. I mean, you were talking about, you know, spending the right amount of money or spending the right money, buying the right towels versus, you know, buying the cheap shit. And that's something that, you know, like I told you earlier, dude, like we talk about that a lot here on the podcast, that if you're charging a premium, then use premium products. Like don't charge people, you know, I get business and pitching pennies and saving dollars, but still, you know, like when you're charging the kind of money that most of these detailers are bragging about, and then they're like talking about how they use like Kirkland towels, or they're using like chemicals off of Amazon, or you know, just bullshit stuff. So yeah, man, when I saw that video, I was like, dude, I gotta get this guy on. And then, you know, luckily you're a Modesta installer, so it was pretty easy with my connections in the Modesta group to be able to track you down and find you. So, you know, yep. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, buddy,
appreciate it.
So listen, I know you haven't really been in the detail game for that long. I think you said about 2.5 years now or so. So let's start with the question, man. How, where, when, why did you get into it?
So Father's Day 2021, I had a pretty nice truck, and I bought myself about $400 of stuff off Adams Polishes, as you can see.
Yeah.
I am an Adams fan, big time, but bought myself like $400 worth of stuff. And I'm like, man, like I just paid all this money. Let's try to make some of it back. So I literally sent out like a group Snapchat, like, hey, you know, I'll fully detail your whatever for $80.
Right.
I think the next day I detailed a 2011 Ford F-150 and for $80, took me practically all day because I didn't have the right equipment. Just had a couple things from Adams, and then that's how it started. And then it just snowballed. So I was in a gravel parking lot. I had all my Adams stuff in a plastic tote in the back of a 2011 Jeep Grand or Jeep Cherokee.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how quickly into that $80 detail did you realize that you messed up?
I didn't realize I messed up. I just started valuing my time more, but it took me a long time to really start doing that. I mean,
yeah,
for the whole first year, it was like 120 to 200 max for stuff, full details.
Yeah. So. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we all have to start somewhere. Right. And a lot of times, you know, especially when you're starting out, like you don't, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know that people are really going to pay this much money. You know, yeah. and you know, so you got to start somewhere and kind of realize it and figure it out. So was this like, I mean, 2.5 years ago, I think you said you're what, like 20, 21,
something like that? I would have been 21 around that time.
Okay. So, I mean, like, were you doing anything before, or was it like just going to school and you're just like, I'll pick this up on the side, and then it turns into a business?
No, like I wasn't trying to turn it into business. I had a really good oil field job that I had done since I was 18. I graduated when I was 17,
okay.
Went to a trade school, and then went into the oil field and did that since. So no, it was just like a Saturday side gig type of deal just for fun. And then kept going.
So are you still doing the oil field thing now, or did you stop that to detail?
I went full time like March 27th of 2022, or Okay, backtrack. All this happened in 2020. I went full time in 2021.
Okay.
So yeah, March 27th. So
what was that? Like, what was that switch that was like, oil field job or full time detailing? Like
being able to make $1,000 a day effortlessly.
Yeah.
More to it than that. So.
But in the oil field rig deal, isn't that like a pretty high paying job or no?
I was in the inspection side things of it. Okay. So essentially, yes, but there's a lot of smoke and mirrors too. Like a lot of the people that brag about it the most also can't wait for Friday to come to get paid.
Gotcha. So,
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of money in it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not trying to hate, especially up here in the East Coast, Northeast versus down like in Texas and stuff. Our wage scales are more up here, but it was good money, but I was driving like 2.5 hours one way every day. Wow. So long days.
Yeah. That definitely sucks. No, that's pretty cool. It's an interesting switch. I mean, that's the cool thing about doing this is hearing how people got into detailing and like what type of jobs they left, you know, to get into it or you know, side hustles and things like that. So, so that's pretty awesome. Now, you have your own shop, right? Or are you mobile your own shop? Yeah. So have you been in the shop since day one or?
No. So I did it like on Saturdays for about 4 months. Like I said, I had everything stored in the back of just an extra vehicle I had. It was just a Jeep Liberty that I bought for $500. I did it out of a gravel parking lot for a while. Then we purchased a house. It has a 2-car garage. I did that for like a year, but my backyard was constantly full of vehicles. I could only do 1 car at a time. Like there'd be like 5 or 6 cars in my backyard waiting to get detailed.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I need to figure something out, like a bigger area. So I stumbled upon a bigger area and then I've been there for about a year and 2 months now.
Nice. Nice. Now, when you were working out of your, you know, home, and having to store everybody's vehicles, you never ran into an issue with people like, I didn't know you were going to be, you know, it's going to be your house. I didn't know my vehicle is going to be hanging out in your backyard for a couple of weeks or whatever it takes.
Yeah. No, never. I'm in a lot different of an area than probably 90% of the industry. Like I'm in very, very the country part of Ohio. If you can't tell by the way I talk already.
Yeah,
so
a little bit.
It's it's a small town. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody's chill. Like I don't ever have to worry about not getting paid for work. Like it's like your good old country town.
Yeah. So, oh, that's awesome.
Yep. Never had that problem. I mean, I worried about that all the time, like professionalism, like, you know, especially when I got into the coatings and stuff.
Right.
But I also didn't really have anyone around my area to compare myself to.
Okay. Because
like there's 2 other detailers in town and they just do maintenance washes all week long for like a couple bucks. So I couldn't compare myself to them really because they're like on that side of things. And then there really wasn't many high-end coating shops around. So until I really got into like the socials of detailing, it was all just backyard stuff really.
Right. Right. So how long did it take you to kind of get into more of like the coating side of it when you started?
I did my first ceramic coating actually outside on my own truck. And then I did my second one for a first customer, 3 days after we bought our house and got moved in.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh yeah. So you jumped
and it was a really 2-step quick paint correction, on a black 2015 GMC 1500. So literally worst of the worst, had no idea what I was doing.
You jumped in the deep end quick, huh? Then
yeah. That's how you learn how to swim the fastest.
That's true. So looking back, how do you feel about that truck today?
I mean, it turned out good. It just took me a lot longer than what it should have. You know, I did my research on products. I reached out to another really high-end detailer in Dayton, Ohio, B Shiny Detailing. Quick shout out for him. He helped me out a little bit.
We've had Brian on. Yeah.
Yep. He helped me out with that. Recommended the Meguiar's microfiber cutting pad, Jeskar Ultimate cutting compound, and then I just had some other stuff. It worked. Customer was happy. I think it was like $1,200. I coated it with two layers of C-Quartz UK 3.0, wheels, trim, glass, everything.
That's a good coating. I love that coating, man. I feel like that coating's so underrated, dude.
It is. I recommend it all the time on my page. All the time.
I mean, I'm a professional installer, but I have legitimately had that coating last almost 3.5 years on a client's car that is a monthly membership person for the car wash and goes to the car wash like 3 or 4 times a week. And car still had hydrophobics on it, was still super glossy and shiny. I mean, it had a little bit of brush mark, you know, swirling marks, not terrible. Yeah. And this is a metallic black Alfa Romeo. So not terrible, but you know, you put a light on it and you could see them there faintly. Mm-hmm. And I was just amazed at that coating held up for almost 3.5 years with him being that regular of a car wash user for those 3.5 years. So yeah, that's
completely agree.
Such a great coating, man. But yeah. So what was UK what you started with? Did you jump from UK to Modesto from there, or did you try?
No, I did the typical, you know, product hop. I went from C-Quartz UK 3.0. I did a couple of the Adams advanced graphene. You know, I quickly realized like the story behind all that stuff. And then I went to the underdog stuff. Liked it. No complaints about it. Then I did some IGL. I did some CSL. I've tried a good bit of them. I can't remember all what I've tried, and then I went to Fireball when I first got my shop.
Okay.
Like, actually the day I signed my lease, the next day I started on a GT500, a new one with my first Fireball coating that just came in the mail. So,
oh wow.
And then from Fireball, I started, like, I literally found out what Modesto was, instantly messaged John. We had a conversation on the phone for like an hour the next day. And then within a couple of weeks, I think I went to training. And then
that's awesome.
I got a year down with them.
That's the thing, man. Sometimes you got to, like, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, coding hoppers, whatever. But like, sometimes you got to try them all until you find the one that's right for you. And whether it's, you know, I always tell people, because when people ask me, like, you know, what do you think's the best coding? You know, and I tell people, like, it doesn't matter for the most part. And John will probably kill me for saying this, but for the most part, it's all same shit, different bottle, right? Like, they're all this, for the most part, same ingredients. They're just mixed at different levels and things like that. So I always tell people, like, you know, find, you know, what's important to you. You know, customer service, is customer service important to you? Then find a company that's going to give you great customer service, that you don't have to, like, you know, if you're in a bind and you're freaking out, you don't have to wait like days for somebody to get back to you, right? Like, you can get a hold of somebody pretty quick. If ease of use, you know, if you're looking for something that you can slap on and send it out the door, then find that one, you know. You know, if it's, you know, whatever, I always tell people, like, just find what works right for you. And sometimes you have to, you know, kind of try them all until you find the one that you want. So that's pretty cool that you kind of did that and experienced a little bit of everything before settling on, you know, what you're happy with or what met your needs. So,
yeah,
that's cool. Yeah.
And all of them, I mean, met my needs, like, really no complaints about any of them. Just John gave me a big chance. Like, I was new to the industry. I mean, it was spur of the moment thing. Like, I'm, you know, 24 trying to make it, and he gave me a chance. So I'm like, damn, this dude really looked out for me. So,
yeah, that's the thing with John, man. If he sees it in you, or if he believes in you, dude, he's 100% got your back. And I'm just proud that he saw that in me with the podcast and helped me out a lot with the podcast, coming on a few times. And
yeah,
you know, just John being John and getting numbers for us and everything. Because, you know, it was funny. Like, I was a little like, oh, man, how's this going to go? And so, yeah, no, that's cool, man. That's really cool. So with your services, is it primarily just corrections and coatings? Or, I mean, do you do, you know, kind of deal in everything?
I do anything that'll make my bank account grow.
There you go.
Details, window tint, PPF. No money's, I'm not better than any money from a customer, that's for sure.
Right, right. So are you doing PPF and window tint yourself, or do you sub it out? Oh, you do it yourself? Nice.
Yep.
Nice. So I'm guessing, obviously, you went for training for that and everything as well.
No, you'd guess.
No?
Nope. Nope. I self-taught myself everything. Situation happened with PPF. I'm not proud of it with PPF that I self-taught myself because I screwed up a lot.
Yeah.
But I signed up for training through a company and that completely fell through. Like, turns out that the training guy that was recommended was a scam artist, and a long story, but no. So while I've been waiting for training for a year, I got tired of waiting, so I self-taught myself, and I'm still self-teaching myself every job.
So. Nice, man. So, are you finding it easy or?
No, not at all. PPF is stressful. I mean, it's getting easier with every job,
right?
But, like, it just sucks. I mean, honestly, like, PPF does to me at least.
Yeah.
Like,
see, that was my problem. Like, I actually did training. I did a training with a Lumar, like a past Lumar trainer.
Yeah.
Who now has his own shop here in the Orlando area and everything. So still, I don't think that there's a lot of things, you know, that can be taught in a training, because every car is going to be different. And unless you're like working on every single car, but I think he did a good job of teaching me, you know, a majority of everything. But what did it for me was, hang on, folks. Oh, there you are.
I don't know. Is that my connection that's glitching out?
It might be mine. We've got a real bad storm going on here right now. Okay. Although I'm hardwired into the router, so I'm not using Wi-Fi, but still.
I'm plugged in too.
It could be the storm. But yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it just to me, it was super stressful. Like, I stressed out on the plotting and the weeding. And then, you know, the one thing that the guy told me when I was in training is he told me, he said, it's going to be difficult for you because you're a detailer and you're looking at everything like a detailer. So you're going to see all the little imperfections, you know, if you don't get it perfect to an edge, you know, 99% of the time it'll pass anywhere else, but you're not going to be happy with it. And then that was true. Like, everything that I was doing, I was just stressing over it. So I was taking too long to do it. So I gave up. I said, fuck it. I said, I'll find somebody that I can sub it out. That'll give me a wholesale price, and I can charge the client a retail price. So at least I still make some money while this guy is in my shop working. And, and I just did it like that. So I congrats to you, man, for teaching yourself how to do it and getting away with it. So let me ask you this. What do you feel is harder, PPF or window tint?
Oh, window tint's a breeze compared to PPF. I mean, really? You mess up a window, you're wasting like $4 in film maybe. You mess up a bumper with PPF, you're messing several hundred in film.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, but I was also told that if you can do PPF good, then window tinting comes way easier.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't equate them to each other really, because I hand cut everything. So maybe that's where the difference is. Gotcha. Like, plot PPF, hand cut tint.
Right.
But I feel like tint's way, I mean, generally they're the same thing. Like, you put slip under tint, you put slip under PPF, and you squeegee it out, but there's no tack with tint. like you hide behind seals, so your cuts don't have to be like perfect.
Yeah.
Like PPF's like right there in front of you. Whereas tent, like still, like I said, you mess up a window, you're out $2 to $6.
Yeah.
Mess up a front bumper, you're out several hundred. So
that is true. Yeah. Plus the fear of pulling paint if you have to pull it back off or something like that.
And that's another thing. It's hard to mess up glass.
Yeah.
I mean, you can cut on glass with the stainless steel blade if you're careful. You can't cut on paint, really. I mean, you can, but it's risky.
Yeah, you got to be really good to cut on paint. I know a lot of them do like that to teach you how to cut. They do a balloon, and put a piece of film on the balloon or whatever, and you got to cut it without popping the balloon. That's just too nerve wracking for me.
It is, and it's nerve wracking the whole time too, because at any minute, I mean, like the other day on a Ram 5th Gen, I was doing a front bumper install. Just the whole time it could have messed up at any point, but luckily it didn't. It went smooth.
Nice.
But yeah.
Oh, that's good. So kind of being in, and you said kind of like, you know, country, good old boy, whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you get any like weird requests, you know, any kind of agricultural or
not yet. No.
Planes and boats and stuff, or are you sticking pretty much to just vehicles?
Boats. I've done several pontoon boats. I've gotten inquiries about boats before. I've got inquiries about window tinting tractors and farm equipment and stuff, but never really detailing. Like, I'm not going to say that agriculture business is not prevalent in my area, but it's not as big as like maybe Northwest Ohio or Michigan or stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's rich farmers around, but reaching them is the hard part.
Yeah.
And showing them the value when no one else in the area. I mean, ceramic coatings are probably 3 years old in my area. Well, probably 4 years old in my area. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that just because there's not a lot of people in the area doing it for people to know about, or?
I would say so. I mean, the detailers, like I live in a small town and then I have to drive 30 minutes to my shop more toward a larger town, Zanesville, Ohio. My shop is on the outskirts in Duncan Falls. And I just like, it's not a very rich area. It's not Columbus. There's not Lamborghinis and Ferraris every day. So I just think it was like what happens in Columbus maybe happens in Zanesville a couple years later, like as it trickles out, maybe. You know, it's not Dayton, it's not Cincinnati or Cleveland.
Just right.
Good old Appalachia, Ohio.
Hey, man, as long as you're making money and got customers and all that fun stuff, like, who cares? Yeah. You know, I mean, like, I was talking with my buddy Carl yesterday, actually, I think, you know, and you know, he was telling me that, because we were talking about pricing, and he's like, man, I can't believe you're charging that much for ceramic coating. Cause he's up in New Jersey, and he's like, you know, I'll do ceramic coatings, you know, for $900,000. And I told him, I was like, no way, dude. Like, I start out at $2,000. And he's like, man, he's like, I can't believe you're getting that. And he goes, well, you probably got a lot more high end cars down there. And I said, actually, man, I get it more on like, the more reasonable, affordable cars, like that $30,000 to $40,000 to $50,000 car, than I do the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris, because the people or the clients that are buying those, you know, Mustangs, Camaros, you know, low end Audis, BMWs, Mercedes Benz or whatever, that's a big purchase for them, you know? And so they want to protect it. They want to, you know, do what they can for it. Whereas the guy with the Lamborghini or the Ferrari is only going to drive it one weekend out of a month or so, maybe to Cars and Coffee, just doesn't see the value sometimes in spending the money on that. So I was telling him, like, I don't chase the badge. Like, I, you know, chase the person who's, you know, wants to protect their car and take care of it. I mean, I just did a 2006 2500 Ram like 2 weeks ago. The guy got like my top ceramic package. So, you know, he spent like almost $4,000 on it. you know, and it's almost a 20-year-old truck, you know.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's crazy. So, well, listen, man, let's jump into a commercial break real quick, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right, man. So I want to jump into kind of what led us here, man, is TikTok. How did you, I don't want to say come across it because everybody's come across it now, but like what kind of made you just start doing, you know, detailing videos and doing the lives and things like that?
So I started the TikTok thing, like really just doing what 99% of people do, like take the short little videos, compile them into one, and that's a detail video. And it got like super lame. Everybody was doing it, no views. And then I started doing a little bit of the tutorials, and then I'm like, who am I to teach other people like what to do? Like I'm in my one bay car garage, like. And then I got the bigger shop, got a little bit more traction, got a lot more knowledge in the detail industry, like a lot of research, became well-versed with about everything in the detail industry, not to sound arrogant or anything. And then what really gained the traction is just like calling out bullshit, to be honest with you. Like just being opinionative, I guess you could say being an asshole sometimes, but a lot of people really value the honesty.
Yeah, they do.
Whether, you know, sometimes, not many times was I wrong, but whether I was wrong or not, just honesty, like calling out the bullshit, really. And then from then, I think I popped into, like I did a live for fun one day, and I had like 750 people watching me all day long. And I'm like, damn, like, this is crazy. And I started doing it daily. And then, like I said, started doing honest videos. Well, that made some people mad. So I was getting reported constantly, got banned off live, quit it for a while. But I mean, that's really what it is. I used to do lives all the time. But here lately, I've been kind of taking a break because stuff's been getting reported constantly. And it's just kind of annoying.
Oh, that's shitty. Yeah, because I was gonna say, like I said in the beginning, it seemed like almost every day, and that's why I kind of made the title, you know, that you're live on TikTok right now. Probably, you know, because it seemed like no matter what time of the day, like I'd just be scrolling and like you'd pop up in my For You page and you know, you're live and you're working on a car and you're talking and you're answering questions or, you know, whatever. And then, you know, again, like I don't know how the algorithms work and all that fun stuff. It was probably, I felt like it was probably because I had reached out to you and invited you on the podcast, and then I wasn't, you know, like you weren't popping up anymore. So I mean, that's I guess a reason why. But yeah, man, you know, that's the thing with this industry, and it's the one thing that you know, my co-host Jason Bruno, he's a very we'll say whatever he wants kind of guy. Me with the podcast, I've learned early on, like even probably before, and it probably comes from, you know, working in corporate car washes and everything, that, you know, sometimes you can't say what's really on your mind if, you know, you're trying to build an audience or build a brand or things like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some people can. You know, I mean, John does it great. People love John for it, you know, kind of thing. But I always like try to like teeter that real fine line of we'll somewhat call people out. We don't call them out, you know, pointing fingers, you know, call them out by name and things like that. But because that's one of the things I've learned in this industry, man, for everybody who acts like they're, you know, big and bad and tough and, you know, wants to fight at every trade show. Mm-hmm. Like the minute you say something that hurts their feelings, you know, then they're reporting you or they're blocking you or, you know, whatever. So that's kind of, I mean, I reported and blocked, but at the same time, it's kind of bullshit. Like, you know,
That's why I enjoy Modesta so much as well. Cause I never, like, if there's something I need to say or make a video on it, I'll say it.
Oh dude. And that whole group of guys, like, I mean, if you're soft in the least bit, you're just going to get ate up by, by those guys. I mean, shit.
Yep. And that's when I first joined Modesta. I'm like, damn, like I need to tone this down a bit. And then I kind of got to know John a little bit more. And I'm like, it's open arms now. I mean, I don't have to worry about nothing now.
Shit. Between Connor and Cam and Scott and some of those other guys, dude, like, it's crazy.
And I you know, I don't step out of my boundaries. I've only been doing this for 2 years, so I don't know everything, most definitely. Right. Like there's a lot I don't know at all. But when I definitely see something that I know is wrong and is misleading either new people or just DIYers, that's when, you know, make a video, and then that it's greatly appreciated because saves people money, saves people time. It's funny sometimes, funny most of the time, actually.
Right. And I'm guessing that's kind of where that video that I saw you make about the towel situation probably came from.
And like I said, use whatever you want. I don't care. But at the same time, don't be bitching that somebody's bitching about your pricing when you're seeking out the cheapest possible stuff you can use.
Yeah.
Like it just seemed goofy to me. I mean, honestly, like saving $10. I don't know. It is what it is, but
I mean, again, I understand business, you know, and cost effective and pinching pennies and all that stuff. But you're right, you know, and like I said earlier, you know, we say it all the time. If you're going to be charging the client a premium, you better be using a premium product, you know, and quit complaining about pricing. What are some of your favorite things to do on TikTok? I mean, is it kind of a live or a tutorial or a review or something like that?
I like lives. I like making informative videos if I can. First quarter of the year, I was doing tons of ceramic coating, so I did a ton of videos on them. I overworked myself in that first quarter, really. So like toning back things, scheduling out further now, but just really just making how-tos and going live. I mean, live's where it really hit. Like I went live 2 days ago, maybe, just washing a car, just a simple clay seal. Had like 570 people consistently all day average. And it was the first time in 2 weeks. So it's just fun getting to interact with people live, like answer questions live. You know,
how often do you interact with them? I mean, especially when especially when you're trying to like wash, clay, and seal. So, I mean, something that might take you an hour and a half, 2 hours to do is now taking you 3 or 4 hours or.
That's that's cool with me. I'm not here to like, I don't know what the hell the trend is. I mean, I can't say trend because I've only been doing it for 2 years, but the trend of when I've been in the industry of, hey, I just washed, polished, rotated the tires, changed the oil on this Toyota Tacoma in 30 minutes. That I don't care about that. Yeah. Like if something that I quote an hour and charge for an hour takes me an hour and a half, and I get to teach other people stuff about it and interact with other people. Like I have people that join my live like daily, you know, and like ask how it's going, talk about themselves. That's cool with me. Like I'm not trying to race nobody. I charge enough to where I don't have to race nobody.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
People are like, well, if you can make 1800 and you know, an hour, then I would rather take that than 3 hours. I'm good. I
mean, we all would, but still you're taking the time to grow a different thing. So sometimes you have to sacrifice a little bit. And again, if you aren't in a time crunch to knock out that, you know, hour, 2 hour, 4 hour, 5 hour, 6 hour, whatever detail, and you can take it an extra hour or two or three or four or whatever, because you're trying to grow this other thing, then it's worth it. I mean, I'm guessing obviously if you're in a time crunch, then that's something you're not going to go live on because you know, hey, I've only got this amount of time to get this vehicle done. And so if I do a live, it's going to push me over. So that's pretty cool. So are you big enough yet? You're making money on it?
I mean, it's not about any of that. The money thing is whole thing's not about money. Like detailing is cool and making money of that, but like, I'm not trying to get rich. I just,
I was just curious because I mean, I think you've got like 16,000-17,000 followers or something like that.
Yeah.
I think
if I consistently go live, it's about 200 to 400 new followers a day.
Wow.
So like if I'm consistent with it, like I shot up, I think 5,200 followers in a week. I was super consistent with it, but it just, you know, you get burnt out sometimes. Like there will be times when I don't do anything to the vehicle for half an hour, just answering questions.
Oh, wow.
But that's what I'm doing it for. Like I don't, you know, it is what it is. Trying to make everyone better.
Exactly. And again, I mean, you're trying to grow something else, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, good for you. I've got 51 followers. So, you know, you're doing something right. No, that's the only reason why I ask is because, you know, we've got a good friend of ours, Gray Scott. I don't know if you know him. He's a detailer in Tennessee. He was a police officer who detailed part-time. And then like with all the whole 2020 bullshit stuff or whatever, he kind of left the police force and he's doing like a security type job. But we were talking to him because in 2020 when TikTok kind of like blew up, you know, that was the thing. It was, you know, TikTok's OnlyFans and podcasts got started in 2020, right? And he went and did that and like just like he was doing all the cop things and he was doing all the dances and everything. And he's got like, I don't know, he's got like almost 500,000 followers right now or something like that. And so when we had him on, we were talking to him about it and he was like, hey, like, you know, the money isn't what a lot of people think it is. You know, he's like, you know, he goes, I might make like 80 cents a day on my videos. You know, he's like, unless you're getting like millions and millions of views, you know, that's like where the big money comes in. But he was saying that a lot of times with the lives, you get like people who send you gifts or things like that, which then turns into money. So,
oh yeah. You know, yeah. That part I do get a significant amount sometimes. It really just depends. I ask people
that's cool, man. I mean, fuck it, dude. Take it. If they want to give it to you, take it, man. Like,
Well, what I tell everybody, which is my plan, we're getting close to like $1,000 in the TikTok account now. Cool. I'm just going to buy stuff and give it away on the channel.
Oh, nice.
Like, I don't want to do it for the, you know, I'm already making money detailing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just doing it for free. So, and that'll once again help grow too. But
yeah.
Yeah, so I think I told people in the live the other day it'll be an Obsessed Garage wash kit. Like, they're a pretty expensive one.
Okay. I'm
just going to buy it and give it away on the channel, preferably my YouTube channel, because I've been trying on it recently. But
what you ought to do is you should reach out to I'm having a brain fart. Who's the Obsessed Garage guy again?
Matt. Matt Mormon.
Yeah, Matt. God, how do I brain fart on his name? Like, just dude, what you should do is reach out to him and tell him that, like, that's what you want to do, and maybe see if he'll, you know, like, throw in a little bit extra or something like that. I mean, especially because, you know, obviously you're going to be giving him a shout out, you know, and you do have a little bit of a following. He would, you know, I think he'd be crazy if he didn't, honestly. Even if you're like, hey, I'll buy $1,000 worth of stuff, and he's like, cool, like, I'll throw in another, you know, whatever. Because I know a lot of the people in the industry are good like that. I mean, Ian's awesome like that. I know there's been a couple of times that we've done things, and I reached out to Ian, and he's like, you know, yeah, I'll kick in, you know, whatever. David O'Burke is like that too, you know, like, half the times I don't even have to ask him. He's just like, hey, if you guys want to do something, you know, he's like, just let me know, I'll send you some stuff. So
Jason's really cool about that too. Car Supplies Warehouse.
Yeah.
He helped me out with a rinseless wash challenge.
Nice.
Which is still not to be completed. I feel terrible about it, but I need to get on the ball. As it all went down, it just took off like crazy. And then it was winter. You're not going to go out and do rinseless washes in winter.
Right, so, right. Exactly. No. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, everybody's so, you know, they're good about that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. We were doing
giveaways at MTE, and like, Otterness kept running by the table, and he's like, here, take this, like, throw a bunch of stuff on the table, and he'd like come back like an hour later, he's like, here's some more stuff, and I'm like, dude, he's like, I appreciate it, we didn't need all this. He's like, hang on, I'll be right back. He, like, I even think he went over to Sean Kozier's table and grabbed a paint gauge back to us, you know. He's like, here, give this away too, you know. It's like, it's pretty cool. So yeah, man, I mean, I think that's pretty cool that you're doing that, the whole TikTok thing. I just need to figure it out. I'd love to do them lives. I'd love to get on TikTok.
That's the thing. The more you try to figure it out, the less it's probably going to work.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I did. And then it took off. The more I tried, the worse it does.
Yeah. And the other thing too, is I spend majority of my free time out of the shop on this, you know, deal, you know, trying to grow this, trying to get it to, you know, be everything that it is and could be. And it's, you know, it's definitely not an overnight thing. I mean, we've been doing this like 3 years now, coming up, next month. And there's some days where, you know, I feel like, you know, we've done it, we've made it. And then there's other days where it's like, shit, where'd everybody go? How come nobody's listening? You know, so
that's self-employment in general.
I know. Right. I know. Yeah. Well, listen, man, let's do our last commercial break and then we'll come back. We'll, start wrapping this up. Cause I know you've got to get the kids to bed soon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
You know, a lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
In its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very. Yeah.
So do you think detailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well. You need a website, but you don't know where to start? Detailers Roadmap can help. Their websites are designed for detailers and have all the features you need to convert visitors into lifelong customers. It's easy to use, affordable, and they'll even write and design the website from start to finish. So accelerate your auto detailing business's growth and increase online visibility with Detailers Roadmap's bespoke digital marketing services. You'll rank high on search engines and increase PPF, ceramic coating, and tinting sales. Contact Detailers Roadmap today to schedule your free discovery call. And make sure that you tell them you heard about it here on the Detail Solutions podcast to receive your discount. All right. So listen, man, we kind of vaguely kind of touched on this question earlier, but I kind of want to see how you'll really answer it. So these are kind of my three questions that I ask everybody at the end. They all kind of make you think. One of them's just a fun question, but this one is when did you realize your worth? You know, so like we were talking earlier about that $80 detailer or whatever, you know, when did you realize that it was a mistake? Like, you know, when did you realize like, okay, you know, I'm worth more than this. I need to start charging more than this. Like how did that go for you?
When I moved into my shop, it was, you know, a new year, new shop, much more overhead. I'm like, I need to make more money.
Right. You know?
And, really my worth thing, I calculated my shop overhead, what I wanted to make, you know, hourly, like you're supposed to, and then just picked a number and went with it. So
smart. That's yep. Good to do it, man. No, that's awesome. Okay. So this one's kind of a fun one. But it seems to stump everybody. So it's fight night. It's, you know, whatever, WrestleMania, you know, you're standing at the top of the stage, looking down at the ring. You know, what song plays that hypes you up and lets everybody know who you are? Like you're going into battle, you got to have that song.
Trying to think, there's so many of them. Probably like AC/DC. I'm trying to think. Not Thunderstruck, Highway to Hell, probably. I don't know.
Okay.
Probably that.
That's a good one.
That song will make you want to break the speed limit or something cool.
Yeah.
Really any song from that era, but yeah.
No, that's a good one, man. Okay. And then the last one, you're actually getting these pretty quick. So the last one is kind of like the 5-year question. It's worded differently because I took it from the Smartless podcast. Mm-hmm. So if you could like snap your fingers, like Samantha from Bewitched, wiggle your nose, magical powers, whatever, and have your career be exactly where you want it to be, what does that look like?
I'm pretty chill right now, honestly. Like I enjoy it now, but I mean, like everyone else probably says, like employees doing it for you while you sit back and actually run the business. But that's kind of a generic answer.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, but it is the one that a lot of people, you know, like that's kind of their goal is to build it to a point to where, you know, then they can, you know, kind of be, you know, front of house versus back mm-hmm. of house, you know, you know, doing the sales, spending more time doing the sales, doing the marketing, doing that things that are actually making money for the shop and then just having people. So, I mean, I don't think it's a generic answer. I mean, you're kind of right in the fact that it is what a lot of people say, but I don't think it's a generic answer.
Yeah, that's what I meant by that. I didn't necessarily mean generic.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's everyone's goal, essentially.
Right, because that's the, yeah, that's what a lot of people, you know, are trying to strive for or trying to build to or something like that. So, no, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, but I enjoy it now. So,
yeah.
I enjoy, like, there's not a whole lot of, like, sales and marketing in my area. Like, that's the cool thing about it, is my area is different than most of the people you see on social. I don't have a bunch of high-end shops to compete with. My pricing's way higher than everyone else in the area. So if they're already in my parking lot or calling me or texting me, chances are, you know, it's already sold necessarily. Yeah. So
and that's awesome, man, because I mean, that's definitely not the way down here in Central Florida. I mean, you can
throw
a rock in any direction and you're going to, you know, hit a detailer. You're going to hit a mobile guy driving by pretty much. I mean, I mean, I've been on the interstate here and in the span of driving from, you know, one exit to the next exit, maybe 2 or 3 miles passing three mobile guys, you know, on the interstate, you know, so
there's at home detailers in my area everywhere, I'm sure. I mean, people probably I don't even know about, but people looking for those aren't looking for me. So
no, exactly. So exactly. You've got
not much fight really. So
yeah, no, and that's good, man. That's good for you. Cause it makes it easier on you.
Much easier.
Yeah. Well, listen, Wesley, man, I appreciate you coming on and doing this, especially kind of, you know, a little bit quick notice. I know I kind of messaged you last week, you know, and we've been kind of messaging back and forth. You know, it's cool to watch you, you know, when you do your lives. So hopefully you keep those up. Just stop pissing people off to get reported, whatever.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, no. You know, it's cool to see your videos and things like that, man. And I look forward to kind of, you know, hopefully watching you grow in this industry, being that you're, you know, fairly new to it and everything like that. So, if anybody wants to follow you on TikTok or anything else you do, if you want to give out your socials, feel free.
Yeah, it's pretty much WK Auto Detailing LLC on everything. I believe my TikTok name is WK Auto Detailing LLC and Ceramic Coatings. So sorry, but yeah,
okay.
Pretty much just WK Auto Detailing on everything.
Nice. Yep. All right, man. Well, listen, go put the kids to bed. Have a good weekend. Try to enjoy some time. Don't work too hard.
I'm definitely not going to. Everyone gives me shit about never working. That's the goal. So
yeah, you gotta find that time though, man. You gotta have that time. But yeah, man. Thanks again for doing this. It was very cool to finally meet you and kind of hear a little bit about what you're about, man. And look forward to talking to you again, man.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
Bye. All right, so that was Wesley Kenny, man. Like I said, he seems like he's like super cool dude. Just talking to him a little bit that I have, following his TikTok, you know, watching him do the lives and everything like that, is pretty neat. I always like when somebody's doing a live on TikTok. I always like to try and watch it for a little bit. I don't spend a lot of time watching them and commenting on them and things like that, but I do like to watch them for, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes or so, see what they're talking about, see if they know what they're talking about or if they're full of shit. Obviously, he does seem to know what he's talking about. That's all I got. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere you are listening to us. Don't forget that we do stream these live on YouTube every Wednesday and Friday. The Detail Solutions Podcast is our YouTube channel. You can go follow us there, subscribe, watch these things so you can actually see what we're talking about. And that's all I got. So you guys have, we're at road to 100. We just clipped 95,000 today, Friday, June 23rd. I know this doesn't come out till Sunday, but we are at 95,000. So we got 5,000 more to go to hit 100. That gives us about 5 weeks until the 3-year anniversary. So if you guys could please just start listening to episodes. We normally average about 1,000 a week. If we do that, we could hit that 100K on the 3-year anniversary. That would be awesome. Take care, everybody. Have a great night, day, weekend, whatever it is you're listening to this. Take care. Bye.